The frontal system will cross the area tonight with some light rain and snow showers, and then high pressure will build in during the day tomorrow, and that looks to keep our weather quiet as we move through the beginning of December. It's tough to believe we are at the end of November, but indeed we are, and after a mild day yesterday, some cooler air rushed into the area yesterday afternoon and last night, and it was a chilly start to the day. We had temperatures in the teens and 20s first thing this morning, which is quite typical given the time of year. Moving through the day, there have been some clouds in the mix. We've had some cloudy periods and some sunny periods, and our temperatures this afternoon made it up largely into the 40s, which puts us right around at seasonable level. So after we had some mild weather yesterday, it's a bit of a reality check here on this final day of November. The front is off to our west. That's going to keep pushing closer tonight. So we are looking at mainly cloudy skies, and we're also looking at a round of some light rain as that front comes through. The rain doesn't look particularly heavy, but if you are attending any of the festivities in our area this evening, there's a number of events going on, you're definitely going to want to have that umbrella handy. I also recommend that you dress warmly because it'll be on the chilly side, not especially cold, but when you consider temperatures in the 30s and that area of rain coming through, it'll be rather damp and raw. So that's the deal for tonight. Now, in the higher terrain, it'll be cool enough for a rain and snow mix, and there is potential across some of the higher elevations of the Catskills, Adirondacks, and Greens for a covering to an inch or maybe two of snow tonight through very early tomorrow. But for most of us, this looks to be a mainly rain situation, though the rain may end as a few wet snowflakes even in the valleys. Moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will be off to our east. There'll be some clouds in the morning. It's possible that there's a leftover snow shower or two, especially in the mountains going through the day tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll see drier air come in, so that'll tend to break up the clouds. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds through the day, and temperatures tomorrow will be fairly similar to today, actually. We're looking at highs that will be mainly in the low 40s with some 30s across the higher elevations, and that quiet weather theme will stick around moving through this first weekend of December. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy with rain and snow showers, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with some mountain snow showers, a bit breezy, high 36 to 42. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with rain and snow showers, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance for a few mountain snow showers, turning a bit breezy, high 36 to 42. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with some showers, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy with some showers, low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy, with highs in the lower 40s. Region-wide, on Saturday, partly sunny and seasonably cool, high 38 to 44. And on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.